It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
You know, it's interesting doing a deep dive and then watching the the slow ascent of views on our YouTube page, which makes me think to myself, okay, we need to do better. Because we just tread water with that. We have so many people that listen to the audio version of this podcast, but there are not enough of them, in the video area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider 1,500 to be enough. And, I'm always thinking that way. I suppose I'll do that till the day I draw my last breath and I don't do this podcast anymore. I'll always be thinking in that direction as far as... When you see what piques people's interest and what draws people to them,
It's
stunning to me when you think about virality as far as what makes a viral video. It's really it's weird. It's weird.
It is, and it's hard to put your finger on it. We've got such a nice video presence, and the presentation is so lovely that I think a lot of times once people try it, they stay with it. You know, my mom, she doesn't listen anymore. She watches. She said,
well,
I watched you
slowly
today.
But surely. Yeah. We just have to make people more aware of that, and I'm fine with that. And we always think of that, and we've always tried to improve our video presentation. It was weird to see.
What was one thing that really flipped you out? I'm curious, because I've never gone that far back.
What I tell you, it doesn't flip me out as much as if we went back over 20 years.
Okay.
And looked at video presentations, you would have changed dramatically multiple times, whereas my beard changes color a little bit, but that's it.
Yeah.
We went through a small
phase where you were just a mustache guy.
That's way far back.
That's way far back, yeah.
But
I was young. I was so young, I think I had more changing to do. You know?
Well, no, I mean, I've looked like this for a very, very long time, but it, the thing that's different is it's just this swim in nostalgia, and not to be maudlin about it, but I have to say that you get to my age and you say, boy, it's been an awful lot of fun, and it's really kind of cool to do stuff. And I didn't even scratch the surface as far as what it was. I did feel a pang of sadness regarding radio and what radio's become. And that was short-lived because we do this, and the idea of being able to do it and have a following is just a ton of fun to be able to do it. Each and every day.
And to keep
What I also noticed is I pay more attention to what garners people's interest, and I've determined one factor: you can't really predict it.
No.
You can't predict what is going to be viral. I mean, they're go-tos. TNA to this day works greater than anything else in the world. And it is, it's used by everybody now.
Yeah.
I said that to you, I think, when you were a baby DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, sex sells.
Yeah, it's
And we
true.
Had a lot of that on the Don and Mike show. And, it's just, I've always been a believer that that is, is something that has a shelf life for somebody that does what I do. I think you go into the gross zone very quickly. If to, there was a, I'll tell a story.
Okay,
about,
I love it.
About Good Guys Gentlemen's Club that used to be right across the street from our studios in Washington,
exactly,
D.C.
Exactly, yeah.
And I arrived in 1979 at American University, and shortly thereafter, we had an excursion down there with a bunch of
a field trip, the
boys from the dorm, and I remember walking in there and going, oh my God, this is minutes away from my dorm,
yes,
at American University, and being so. But I also remembered that when I would frequent that place, and there was a time when I would go in there more often than I should.
Sure.
There was this guy, and at the time he was probably in his late 50s, but he looked to me like he was 100 years old. And he used to sit there and give the dancers at the Gentlemen's Club a dollar.
Yeah.
And I used to look and realize how horrible it looked. To me,
was it
as
like the
a
picture
young
of
dude.
Was it the picture of Dorian Gray for you? Was that you in the future?
No, what he was well dressed.
Yeah, oh,
like
really?
in almost a professorial style, where he was wearing like the sweater vest,
yeah,
and the sport coat and the tie, and he would always be like up there with the same like blank, dull, needy expression on his face.
Yeah,
and
you're painting a picture. Yes,
he would hand the singles, and I always used to say, oh man, that's gross. So I never wanted to be
that guy. Yeah,
but you know that as far as the career is concerned with me, Rob, I have never wanted to fake my age on
this is true.
The podcast. I almost get to a point where I think, wouldn't it be great if you had a pre-written stand-up routine that was edgy enough to be really funny, but the act was tailored for olden folk. But it never has worked because people have tried to do that,
yeah,
and they end up being Rich Little.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. It does. In order to be relevant as a comedian, you have to be George Carlin.
Yeah.
And that is one in 1 billion.
Well, funny,
you just can't do it.
Funny,
you know?
Is funny, and I don't know that you can skew to an age group that specifically. You could be an older guy.
Well, it just would be funny to talk about, like, for example, did I mention this on yesterday's show when Carla said to me she was afraid when I was criticizing her driving in Miami? She said, please don't turn into a scared old man.
Yeah, you had mentioned that, and it paints
and
a
said,
picture again. Yeah,
that is, once again, down here where you are, you have to be mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said something to a friend of mine a week or so ago as he approached me about it, that I no longer have any tolerance for the combustion engine in all of its forms. All right. Now, you remember, it wasn't that long ago, I would ride a Harley Davidson to work.
Yeah.
And I was, it seems like light years ago.
Yeah.
That I would do that because
seems
right
like
now,
light years ago that you had a muscle car.
It was a muscle car. But even then, that was it. But now, what you get where we live down here, and I'm sure everywhere, you get these guys that, Rob had a very politically incorrect name for vehicles where they take a small import.
It was a different time, Mike. Yeah.
And
I'm sorry I ever said it.
They put ridiculous exhaust on it with its four-cylinder engine.
It's overpowered by a mile. Yeah. It's just.
And you will hear, wee. Wee, like that. And then you see the guys that are on the crotch rockets that do the same. It's exact same sound. Wee,
wee.
And you hear that going around. And then down here, where landscaping is massive business down here, you hear the chainsaw or the weed whacker or the leaf blower,
mm-hmm,
which is meh, like that. And you could go seriously outside, sit on your front porch down here in West South Florida at, say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon when rush hour is commencing outside, and you can hear, and they're still working in neighborhoods,
right?
And you could hear, wah, wah, and then you could hear, wee, yeah, and then you could hear, and I realized I have now taken a giant leap forward, becoming an old effing fart, because I am so tired of that. As a matter of fact, if you talked about me wanting to get out of Southwest Florida, I would want to go somewhere on top of a mountain where it was quiet. I probably would, you know, even Maine, you can't do that because those guys now with the pickups up there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like that. And it, there it is.
Where could you
go? Officially be, who knows, someplace, you know, in the middle of an island.
I don't know.
But that's it. I become an old fart.
Yeah.
I have become, that annoys me. Something that I would never even give a thought to. As a matter of fact, I might even admire back in the day.
Yeah.
Now is just the love affair that we have in the United States with the combustion engine is stunning. That's why you get cars that have absolutely no business making noise.
Right.
Cars with four-cylinder engines.
Me!
That don't have the room to put in somebody's right thigh in the back seat. And, you know, they're tricked out. I don't know the specifics of this, but I don't think they have tremendously improved performance.
I had an old man moment, a couple of them, but one that speaks to that. I was getting gas, and pulled up in front of me was, I think, a Honda Accord, not that old, but there had to be a $5,000 sound system in it. And they
boom,
yeah, uh-huh.
Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, to the point where I threw my chest rattled.
It used to be in Manassas, Virginia, it used to be, doom, 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 doom. No, that's not the beat. Let me see. Oh, God, I've got to get the right beat.
Boom, doom, doom, boom, boom, boom. You know what it is, reggaeton.
Boom, 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 boom.
And to leave it running while you're pumping gas?
Yes.
I really felt like going up to the young fellow and saying, are you hearing that okay? Because I'm getting it pretty good over here if you want to come stand over here. But it is. It's like you feel yourself getting older. You feel
yourself
getting older.
It's that time of the summer as we get into
August. The doldrums, yes.
It's the doldrums of summer where I start to do dives, and at the same time, there is a dude that's on YouTube. Can't tell you what his name is. I was doing a lot of bunny trailing last night. The guy has acquired a 1949 Cadillac Fastback.
Wow.
That I have never seen a Cadillac that looked like this. And he put a North Star engine in the Cadillac.
Yes.
And it was pre where they had the big wings in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a bridge between, obviously, the 40s to the 50s.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this like I'm drooling, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
I think that's the long and short.
Well,
of it,
no, you know? I'm with you. My dad, he's a little older than you, but he'll watch an entire movie on Turner, and he'll call me. So, are you watching Turner? And chances are, I am. I say, yeah. He says, great cars.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, and this guy.
Oh, Mike, this is a beautiful car.
Isn't that a nice car?
Oh my,
a 1949
God.
Cadillac Fastback. And he put the North Star engine, so he had a modern engine, relatively, 90s engine.
Sure.
A 90s engine in it. He had put disc brakes in it, and it was just spectacular. But then I pulled off of the idea of that being something I wanted, because that is the children of the greatest generation. That is their thing.
Yep.
There are a million white-haired, white-bearded guys down here that have their little toy car that they drive around, and I don't want to be one of those guys.
I didn't know you had them there, too. I thought they all moved to Loudoun County. I thought it was in the contract.
No, it's the generational thing. It's the way it goes.
They're pristine pink Chevrolet from the 50s, and they're chemically whitened teeth, and they're cruising down.
I don't see that normally. Oh. I still consider those teeth to be Harley owners group teeth.
Oh no!
You know,
I think maybe
where somebody walked up to me when I got an Electric Glide one time and said, "That is a really nice bike," and I thought I was going to vomit. That's how bad it was.
No, what you need to do, Mike,
time.
Is you need to go on Route 7 and look for these people, and they all look like Bob Baffert.
It's a little scary.
It is a little scary.
TMOS Classic.
I'm more interested in what your wife's doing because I really want to get to that.
You had
mentioned, what, 3 days ago or maybe even last week? I don't know.
I've been trying to tell it for a while, but the story keeps. I believe it is the Tuesday after Father's Day. She's going back in for another plastic surgery.
Now I have to ask you,
please.
Is this is not medically necessary? This is elective stuff,
yes,
that she's having,
mm-hmm,
done.
Yeah.
Has she enlightened you?
I went to the appointment with,
okay,
her to see the surgeon, and I tell you what, he's a great doctor.
Did you not have enough doctors in your life? You wanted to get another fix? Is that what it is? You wanted to, you know, like, you haven't been in a few doctor's offices in the last month?
I know all the ins and outs, Mike. I do. I know how to be in a doctor's office. But this guy is a great surgeon, but an even better salesman. Because,
yeah, I would imagine that's part of the deal.
Right? He showed her before and after pictures of herself from her procedure last year.
I have to say, and I think I said this to her personally, that first of all, this is the way I look at plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing, job one, is to not make it something where you're like, I call it the Jennifer Grey effect.
Yes. And Mike, that's exactly what
where
I
said.
Where
you change something on your body that is so dramatic and so it just literally changes who you are. That's what I don't think you want to do. But she just looked good. She,
yeah,
looked like whatever she had done. It was nice.
That
for
was
her,
the
you
first
know?
Procedure, which was a much more intensive procedure than what she's going to face here, so to speak. Is, I said, if you really feel you want to do it, if you feel it's going to make you happy, do it. But when you come home and heal, I want you to still look like the woman I married. I don't want it to change your face, and that's exactly what the Jennifer Grey thing is. And they did some minor changes on her. And when I look at her, she looks great, but she doesn't look changed, if that makes any sense.
No, I totally understand, because when I saw her after that, first of all, the recovery time was, I think, wonderful for her, right? I mean, she got over it really quick.
Really fast, because remember, the surgery itself was like 12 hours. It was a long one.
I would think that she was all set, and now...
Well, after a year, things sort of settle on your face.
So she's going to have
and
something.
What he showed us was what would happen, and he showed us previous before and afters of people that after they had done what Carrie did, which was essentially a lift, a slight change on her nose, had the third nipple removed. No, I'm kidding.
We're going to give you a unibrow. We're going to give you a unibrow right now.
But he showed what happened with some other people that had their eyes done and their brow lifted a little bit.
Just a minute, Mrs. Spiewak. Let me go get the let me get the pictures of I'm trying to think of the talk show host. I am trying. Oh, let me go. Hold on, Mrs. Spiewak. Let me go get the Sally Jesse Raphael picture. That's
just
what,
put on these red glasses and you'll see.
You are, I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but you are aware that certainly, there are many, many examples of these procedures becoming a tad addictive.
Yes, and I mentioned that.
Where
to
you're
her.
Never at the end of the rainbow. You're never, you know, you're always wanting to do something
I
else.
I mentioned that to her. I said, I understand. And actually, he made a pretty good
case. How did that go when you mentioned it to her?
She said, you're right. This is the last one. But
oh,
I believe she may have said that after the last one, too. So we'll have to see what happens. And God
what
knows,
are they doing?
Mike, when they do general anesthetic, who knows what's going to happen? Might be a non-decision.
Here she comes. She looks really... what is...
How does my forehead look?
I look fantastic. Looks like Woogie from...
Woogie! She is having
a
brow lift and having her eyes done. And I looked at about...
Surprise!
What?
Surprise!
Yes, she always looks surprised. No. Actually, it's funny. The doctor is such a... He says a lot of the surgeries he does are correcting sloppy surgeries from like 10 years previous.
Okay.
And one thing that he cited that really gave me faith in him, he says... The last thing we're going to do is make you look like the Real Housewife of Anywhere, because we don't want you coming in looking shiny and surprised.
Well, that's I bet they don't all do that.
No, no.
I bet they don't all do that. What if you do, though? You know, is she going to have I picture like bandages, like a film noir where it comes in. It's like Rob walks in. Okay, Carrie, we'll see you now. There she is. She's looking.
Well, after the crime, we had to change her face. Yes. Otherwise, she would be recognized.
She's going to look fantastic.
Do you remember the plate of tools that the Joker looked at when he came out of surgery in the Michael Keaton Batman? That's what it looks like.
So, brow lift.
Well, I saw probably a dozen to 15 examples of this very procedure before and after. And every one of them was not only not noticeable if you just looked at the after, but if you looked at the before and after, it was an improvement. And, you know, who am I to say no? I mean, if she really, really wants it, let her do it. She'll be actually.
Yeah, it's not your call. It really is. I mean, it's your call financially. I mean, it's your marital money that is being spent, and there is no reimbursement for this, you know.
Well, if it goes horribly wrong. But we're capped at $350 for punitive, so.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
This is just from me to you.
Yeah.
You've experienced death close up, all right?
Yeah.
You've seen your life flash before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She went through this with you.
Yes, she's a princess.
And,
queen.
Now you're at the, you know, you've gotten through this part of your life.
Yeah.
And gotten through it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We were living and dying with you. We're very happy. Is there anything in your world where the money that you're peeling off to have her lift those, eyebrows up a centimeter, is there something, isn't there something daddy, after he's stared down death, that daddy might want to do, that daddy might want in his life, you know? Or are you just content to have her happy?
Mike, I don't know. You've not ever been married 25 years in a row. So this is where I'm at.
I'm over 10, pal.
I know.
I'm over 10.
But 25 is, that's a lot more.
But 10 is,
10 is good. I'm not dismissing 10.
I mean, I get some props now. And 19 years, 18 years together.
Oh,
we've
been together for
18
true.
Years. So,
but what happens for this, Mike, is you wait until after the procedure, then you play that card.
You know, all right, I get. But I mean, do you I won't ask you the amount.
For example,
that's being spent.
I will say, for example, I told you we need a brand new grill, and she says, "Well, that's a little expensive." I say, "Well, yeah, not like plastic surgery expensive."
Did you say that to her?
No, but I'm ready to.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, that's where we're at.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello, scales of justice that we have here. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the love of God, Carrie, let him have his Weber. Let him have his Weber.
My
Weber. It's going to bring him joy. And by the way, he does all the cooking, Carrie. Okay, here's plastic surgery. You can't even see my other hand, okay? You can't see where the Weber is, because the Weber
is
way, way down low. Is that it for you, pal?
No,
is that all?
No, not at all.
Like, all right, I'm going to ask you this question, then we can move on.
Okay.
Because, and first of all, I think it's great. She looks fantastic.
She does.
The guy that she's got is doing a great,
great
job.
He's sensational. The best in
the DC
area.
So I'm happy with that. Yeah. And if it, and I think you're proud of her when she looks good.
Love
and
it.
All that. But at the same time, I'm going to ask you the financial question this way.
Okay.
If you were going to peel that amount of money off for yourself.
Yes.
And along with that, you wouldn't have to invest it. You wouldn't have to put it away.
Mm.
You'd peel that money. And that is Rob Spiewak money.
Right.
Every ounce of those dollars.
Those dollars.
God, we're running late. Those dollars that are going to her plastic would go into your pocket, and you can just spend it. You can spend it on whatever you want. Could be a variety of things.
Yeah.
But you are charged. The only task I give you, you have to spend it. You have to spend it before the summer's over. What, Rob Spiewak, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I would. This is going to sound stupid, but this is an indulgence that I would love another jukebox for the main level of my house. But wait. But Mike, that would leave me. No, wait.
No,
wait.
No,
wait.
No,
wait.
Crowd, where's the boo? Thank you.
But with the money.
Yeah, I don't blame you, crowd. I don't blame you. Yeah, he's boring as hell.
Which leaves me enough money for a big trip to Vegas. A big trip to Vegas.
What, like just you going out there and
she
and
could
gambling?
Come if she wanted. Yeah, but yeah, that's what
you
it would
be. You just
want
a trip to Vegas?
Yeah, with like if I lost X number of dollars, it would so be you, okay.
You, I see. Okay, that's all right. With you really would.
Oh
Pony,
yeah.
Pony, do you believe him? Do you believe that he'd really like?
Pony's seen me gamble.
Yeah, I watched really? Him basically just buy a $100 old fashioned in Vegas one time, and he said, "Hey, Pony, you want to see how blackjack works?" And I watched him like sit down at a table for 15 minutes, drop $100, and all he got out of it was a drink.
And it wasn't 15 minutes; it was all much right. shorter. And yes. Mike, we were sharing a hotel room.
How sick am I that now I'm proud of you all over.
But Mike, I would love to know that I had X number, actually XXXX number of dollars that I know going into it, if I lost it, that's okay, because I've budgeted that in, you know?
I like that. I like, because it's kind of like throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah,
and
then,
safe.
And you know what? You go out there and get a few good meals, see a show.
Just remember, in the end, they get it all.
Oh,
they
of course,
get it
yeah.
all, Rob. We
better
have a
up
brief
there
break.
Than down here.
<That's right. laughs>
or better yeah. down here than up there.
yeah. Don Rickles, God rest
here
his soul.
Here comes the whale, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, there you go.
TMOS Classic.
Good afternoon, sir. Well, my name is Henry.
Hi, Henry. I'm going to record this phone call. I hope that's okay, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. This is recorded anyways.
Great. Hey, you know what? I've got a new thing I'm working on. Can I try something with you and see if it works? It's a mind-reading thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I'm seeing an image of my FHA loan coming to fruition, and you are going to save me a lot of money.
Already got this call ready before then, right?
Oh, just a few every day, but you go ahead, honey. How'd I do with the mind reading, by the way?
You're very psychic, sir.
Okay, very good. I also see you are about 5'9" tall.
No, I'm 6'3".
6'3", okay, but without the heels?
Without the heels.
Never mind. And I see you, do you have dark hair?
I'm actually bald, sir.
But when you had hair, what color was it?
It was black.
Uh-huh. See, I was right. Now, I see the number 5 has something to do with your life. Is there a 5 that is important in your life?
A 5?
Yes, like five. your age or your birth. What is your birthday?
It's November 16th.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30, which is divisible by 5. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And Henry, what is your national country of origin? Don't tell me. It is the United States of America.
That is correct.
Exactly. And how many states are there?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Take a guess. Hazard a guess. How many states are there? Henry? I was wondering, can you hazard a guess as to how many states there are in the United States of America?
51 or 52.
Right. And what's the first digit? Is a 5. So once again...
Oh.
I've done plenty of talking. Why don't you... May I call you Hank?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done, Hank. Let's talk turkey.
Okay, well, basically, sir, yeah, I'm pretty sure you heard this a lot already before. The interest rate's at the lowest.
Well, you know what? You know what, Henry? You're way off your script, because you can't start with, I'm sure you heard a lot about this already, and like, and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Let's get back to the script. Are we on page 1 still?
Well, if you are a psychic, so you should know that already.
Oh, son, nap. Let's start again. Go ahead, you begin. I'll let you talk. I won't interrupt.
Okay, well, basically...
Because the last thing I want to do is get in the way of your presentation. So if you talk, I'll shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, Mr. Robert, I don't...
Anytime you're ready.
...did in this, so I'm going to just let you go.
No, I'm interested. I need... Hey, Pally, you know what I need? I feel the need for greed. I want to save some money, and I think you're the guy who can do it, Henry, because you're a mover and a shaker. What can you do for me?
My job here is to pre-screen you just to see if you're eligible for it.
Do you know who you are? You are the laughing banker. You bring a sense of joy to something that is very mundane, which is the telemarketing call, and yet you bring a certain joie de vivre. Do you know what that is?
No,
you don't. Have I passed the screening process based on charm alone?
No, not yet. I still have to ask you.
All right, let's do the questions. Let's do the questions. Is there any math involved?
In the last 12 months, sir, I'm sure you, in the last 12 months, have you been on time with all your mortgage payments?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, sometimes I pay them as much as 40 minutes early.
Okay, very good, sir. Well, I commend you on that. And are you currently working or have a reliable source of income?
Yeah, I'm married to a rich old broad.
Okay. So is that a reliable source of income? Are you working, sir?
Yeah, tell me, have you ever tried to be with a rich old broad in a physical way? That's work, pal. She's very tall and matronly, and she wears a lot of gowns and diamonds.
Okay, so she's rich, so she is working in it, right?
Yeah, she's rich. Okay. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think you do. She's 6'2", 280.
Oh, yeah. How tall are you, sir?
She's more concerned about my height when I'm laying down, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Totally understand.
I'm sure you do. How am I doing so far on the screening?
You're doing good, man.
Nice. Are you sure you're from America?
Yeah, I'm from Orange County.
Orange County? Beautiful. What other colors do you have?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. Continue with the screening.
Ballpark figure here, sir.
You want a ballpark figure?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite ballpark figure is that Yankee Stadium seats about 62,000.
Okay, so is it still around 308,000?
No. The amount that I'm kidding, of course. The amount of money that I owe, I actually have it written down here on an index card. The amount of money I have remaining on my mortgage is $640.
$640?
Yeah, I've only got 10 more payments.
Left on your mortgage. So how much do you pay if you have $640 left on your mortgage?
Okay, Einstein, listen. I'll let you figure this one out. What's 640 divided by 10?
Oh, okay.
My mortgage payment is $64.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
And the rich old broad pays it. She has a big feather pen, and she signs the check. And they're big checks, like on The Price is Right.
So I'm assuming your home is not a manufactured home, right? You live in a big house?
What, do you think I live in a cardboard box? No, I live in a mansion. You got a bad case of the sniffles. Are you feeling okay? Do you need to take a break to blow your nose?
I'm under the weather this week.
And you came into work, you're going to make everyone sick there. You're going to have a whole fleet of sick telemarketers. Who's going to call me and annoy me? You should go home and crawl under the blanket.
Yeah, I've been taking cough drops right now and medicine.
What kind of medicine?
Dayquil and Halls.
Well, I hope you're feeling better. Hey, you want to know something wild?
Yes, sir.
I never get sick.
Really? I never did, too. Until now.
Wow, is one of your symptoms bad grammar? Duh. So how exactly are you related to Ryan Lochte?
Who the hell is that?
Exactly. When do I get to speak to the next guy? Have I passed the thing yet?
Yes, you have. So I'm going to get you over there right now.
Awesome. Who am I going to talk to?
I'll introduce you to him right now.
Oh, it's a fella.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a she or a he, so give me 1 second.
Oh, wait, hold it. Is the person so odd-looking that you can't tell?
Hello, Robert?
Yes, please, call me Robert. Hey, what about this other person I was going to talk to? I'm concerned. You said it's either a man or a woman. Are you not able to tell what gender this person is?
I'm concerned that you're not serious about this, so you've just been playing around the whole time.
Hey, pal, I'm as serious as a heart attack. Don't you ever question my seriousness.
Okay, so if you are serious, let me go ahead and get you over to them right now, then.
Okay, excellent. And is it a man or a woman? Okay.
It could be either one. I don't know.
Once again, this troubles me. I tell you what, the next time this person has to go to the bathroom, see which bathroom they go in.
Hold on. Okay, Mr. Spiewak, I'm getting over there right
please,
now.
Please, okay? Henry, call me Mr. Spiewak.
Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, sir.
That's
so
quite all right.
I'm getting over there right now. They should be answering any second.
This is truly a great day. Well, duh, duh, duh. Duh.
Duh. So I don't want to make you wait too long, sir. I'll just have them call you back.
Okay? No, you can't because my phone's about to be cut off.
Oh, okay. So, well, hopefully your phone will be back on pretty soon. Okay, bye.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Do you like secrets, honey? Here's the secret, dear heart. I am just messing with you. My house has already been refinanced, and I'm just having fun at your expense. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to put me on the do not call list. I wish you all the best, and I also hope that you get out of your dead-end job as a telemarketer and get a reality show because you have every bit of the sparkling personality as the mother on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Hey, what's your favorite television program?
Storage Wars.
You look at Storage Wars, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, what kind of food do you like? Do you like pizza?
No, I'm actually on a diet.
Are you a fat guy? You laugh like a skinny guy. Actually, you laugh like a stupid guy. What's your current height and weight?
Oh, I'm going to let you go right now.
No, wait. No, it's my turn.
Bye-bye.
How tall are you? Not only is he fat, he's impatient.
TMOS Classic.
I owe a gift to Charlie, Bernie. I got to figure out how to get it up there. And
do you have
it? Mike, you get an address. What's that?
Do you have the gift?
No, I don't.
Oh, you should have said yes.
I don't want to lie about it. I want to get him something nice because he's a nice man and I like him. But I mean, now you're telling me Charlie's giving us a gift.
Actually, for this, I need to go to Pony because he might have more deets than me. I was given this box last Friday and instructed to hold on to it, that it was a gift. And I said, but it was addressed to Charlie Burney. And they said, aha, it's a gift from Charlie Burney to us. Pony, am I missing anything?
All of us, no, collectively.
Yes, for the whole show, it is a gift for all of us.
It comes in a priority mailbox, Mike, and I hold in my hand.
Let me see what it is.
This box.
Oh. All right. Do you have any clues? Do you have any idea? Do you have a? You're a sneaky guy. Are you suspicious?
I saw
as to what
the
it might
return
be?
Address, and it means nothing to me. It's a company. It's called Steampunk Pro. Now I know what.
Yeah,
the
but
Steampunk-
look underneath. Steampunk Pro, makers of fine quality American dildos.
Oh well, you know what, Mike? Buy American.
I love a good steam-powered dildo.
Thank you. Steam. It's a steam product.
I can only... Yeah, okay, so I'm going to now take the tape off the box and see what's in here, okay?
Rob Spiewak is now attempting to remove the tape. Is that a real box cutter that you
have
there?
No, it's just a key.
Oh, okay. Okay, I use keys most of the time with that. Don't use a ballpoint pen.
No.
That can result in severe damage to your pen.
Yeah,
so don't do that at home.
It'll kill it.
All right, okay, so we've had this for a while, so it's something that this could be a crushing disappointment. It could be a thrilling experience.
I don't think
you're demonstrating your upper body strength, though. Really, maybe a trip to the weight room for you. Man, did I move some weight today, people?
Did you?
Realize just how really weak I am. But I had the old dumbbell, not the barbell curls. All right, what are you? Is it something?
This
your mouth is agape.
It's really cool. This is. I believe it is Boba Fett or Jango Fett from the Star Wars universe, and it's a lamp, but it is really, really cool. Fabricated.
Oh, that's the Mandalorian.
Oh, it is? Well, it's not a Fett then? Not one of the Fett brothers?
I'm sure. He's like a Fett.
Is he like a Fett? Like
Fett adjacent.
And it comes with a light bulb, too. So this is a beautiful thing for our set.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah. And, it's made out of pipes and fittings, too. It's very neat. Do you see it? You any closer?
Yeah, I see it.
You seem underwhelmed.
Do you want to plug it in? What?
You seem underwhelmed.
No, I'm thank you. It's delightful.
Pony, can you come plug this in?
Is there a bulb for it?
Because
if you just plug it in. Okay, cool.
Don't be a wise ass. Of course there's a bulb. If you just plug it in.
Well, you don't even know the character. I don't follow the show.
I knew it was from the Star Wars universe. But it does. Well,
are you
it does
getting
look
the
like,
bulb out right now?
It does look like Boba Fett. Yeah. Oh, Mike, and it's an Edison style bulb. You know, clear with the big filament.
Very exciting.
Yes.
All right. Does it have a shade?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And Pony's going to plug it in?
Yeah, I think that would take away from
Move it over to my shot so I can see it a little bit, please.
Okay.
So I can see your. Okay. This is going to change the whole thing for me. I'm going to see it. Oh, look at that. Huh?
Yeah, and you actually turn it on with an actual water valve switch.
Oh, that's, see, that's very exciting.
Yeah,
that's
I love it.
Very, very nice.
I love
Turn it
this.
On again. Oh, look at that. It gives you, put it right next to you. It lights your face better.
Lights my what?
It really does. Oh, it just looks, you look just dreamy.
Thank you. Yes.
Dreamy with that that look there. Well, Charlie,
it's
thank you
me
very
and my
much.
Fat.
is Charlie an aficionado of the, and I'm sorry that my reaction was not as
Charlie
exuberant
loves
as you. You're very polite. And,
well, I
and
love
extreme,
it.
Charlie, Rob is very polite and extremely dishonest. So I'm not sure if his reaction is 100% genuine. So where do you think it'll be, that will go to a position of posterity?
Oh, this will go on the set. That's one of the reasons why I like it so much. Because it actually, you know, when you look at our set and it's got sort of the brick and metal background, sort of an industrial look, it's a good match. It's a great match.
Great. Okay, let's, we got to take a break. I'm terribly sorry.
What are you doing?
It's fine. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
What I'm doing is I'm doing comedy. I'm doing comedy, okay?
It's fine.
It's Boba Fett, or it's the Mandalorian,
Boba.
Or it's Yoda, or
Bobo.
Whatever the f*** it is.
Don't
it's Yoda or something
word.
Like
That's
that.
That's a horrible word.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that. For some reason, I had a bottle of booze in my eyes. I really did. But that's it. I realize we can't give that to you now.
Yeah, but I'd be quick to mail it to you. I don't need it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify. The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.